B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast.
Yay!
Featuring Roy.
Hello, I have big feet.
Lauren.
I'd like to go work out today.
And Manny. It's National Hot Dog Day. And by the way, we have to get out of here and go get a hot dog for National Hot Dog Day. Loren, are you joining us?
No.
You know what, Loren? Let's talk about it. Let's pull the Band-Aid.
Okay.
It's time to pull the Band-Aid.
I don't want to pull the Band-Aid. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to lose the weight.
Something was said to her, and now she's way too, it's controlling her life.
Straight up, somebody asked me if I was pregnant. And it wasn't like somebody I didn't know. It was one of my good friends. And it wasn't said maliciously, which is why it's hurting me the most.
Was it said in person or on a picture?
In person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a bikini?
No.
Well, that's good.
No, it would have been worse in a bikini.
That's what I'm saying. It's good that it wasn't in a bikini. It would have been worse. Exactly. Maybe the outfit you were wearing just, did you burn it?
No, it was borrowed and I promptly returned it.
I don't even know where your friend could even get that idea from. Maybe they just thought.
And then when I asked her,
fine.
I know,
you're
but
beautiful.
Then when I asked her why she thought I was pregnant, she was like, I thought you were drinking water. I'm like, clearly this is a vodka and soda with a splash of crayon. Like, it's got crayon in it. It's pink.
Great cover up, by the way.
Yeah. That is a really good cover up.
I got to remember that the next time. I just noticed you've been drinking a lot of water lately. We just met.
I just feel bad because you're eating carrots and celery every morning.
And chicken and quinoa and.
She's like a rabbit. I see her
broccoli.
Over there feasting, just nibbling away on vegetables all morning long.
Hopping in and out of here.
But yeah. I have, like, honestly,
you're doing
like
squat lunges.
I have really let it get away from me. Like, after I had Cash, obviously you gained some baby weight, and then I lost a bunch of it, but I was still hanging on to about, I don't know, 7 to 10 pounds, and then I gained almost all of it back. And I'm not pregnant. Like, I shouldn't. I'm just very insecure about it. I spent the good majority of my life dancing or having to be physically fit in the public eye in some way, shape, or form. And it's just, it really hurt my feelings that somebody thought I was pregnant.
Let me tell you how insecure she is. Lauren didn't even want to do the little face app old person challenge because that's how hurt her heart is.
Yeah. Mm.
Her heart is
you know,
hurt.
One of our interns showed us a picture. His name's Josh. Mm-hmm. And he showed us a picture.
He was the opposite.
He was the what?
He's not trying to lose weight. He wanted to show off that he gained.
Yeah, he said, and I don't want to say the name of the restaurant, but he goes, I just found this restaurant, and look how skinny I was before I found it. And there is a noticeable difference. Mm-hmm. Like, he showed it to us, you know?
By the way, the photo of him being skinny was only in October.
Yeah. Yep. So, Loren, do what you want. You know, your exercise.
I haven't exercised in a really long time.
So you needed something to click to motivate you.
Yeah, and the fact that I already don't feel great about my body, like, that was not helping my cause. Like, I was already aware that I had gained the weight back.
By the way, I owe Roy $5. Sorry about that.
About what?
Remember, I thought she was pregnant, too.
No,
you were right.
I just threw a highlighter at Manny.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
It's so messed up, man.
You dick.
No.
Nicole, you just walked in on Nick, Loren calling me a dick, but.
What's new?
Speaks the truth.
So while we are in here with the Rap Party Podcast, where we talk about things that are going on in our lives, both on and off the air, things that you heard in the morning, one thing that we talked about today was producer Nicole. And the fact that her bestie decided to not tell her that she was going to get engaged before she got engaged because, Nicole, you don't love the person she's getting engaged to. Don't think they'll be good together?
No, I don't. I do not think when in terms of forever, in terms of bettering someone, in terms of anything, really, anything positive, I do not think that the person she has, my best friend, has chosen to propose to will give her the best life possible.
Mm. Is it possible for that person to change?
No.
Really? That bad of a human being? I believe in second chances, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, so do I. The problem is that there's a lot.
How about this? Let me twist this around for you.
Okay.
You've openly said on our radio show that you were not a good girlfriend to Lauren. Would you want someone else, like one of Lauren's friends, to judge you permanently based upon that? Trying to twist things around. You know what I'm saying?
Because I think you're a wonderful man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listen, you're great.
Well, so here's what I would say to that is there were parts where I was a good girlfriend. Mm-hmm. There were parts where I wasn't the best. I don't think I'd ever call myself a bad girlfriend, but there were parts where I could have been better and I neglected some parts of our relationship.
But this person's bad.
Now, when this happened, granted, Lauren met me when I was 23. I'm 27 now. There's a lot of growing up that happens from 23 to 27. The problem is, and since it's the rap party, I'll say it, is that this chick is 40. There's only so much changing.
Friend's 40 or the other chick's 40?
My friend's my age.
Okay.
Her fiance is 40.
Half her age. Older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like.
Is she rich?
Like, no.
So wait, what's that mean?
Is because like. As far as like second chances go, like I just don't know how much changing you can do
at 40 years old.
At 40,
yeah, so I don't necessarily see. Now I don't think she's awful. Like there's just a lot that needs to happen. There's a lot of communication issues that have happened over the past year, really, between the three of us, and there needs to be a lot of conversations had. And for whatever reason, I'm the youngest of the three of us, and I've been the most mature about the situation.
So have you ever thought about reaching out to the girlfriend?
No, I will not.
Mm.
But your friend knows this, and your friend knows how you feel about it, so she's trying to keep you out of it. But the next thing is I'm wondering if she doesn't get invited to the wedding, y'all.
Well, so I went this past weekend. I went home for the first time really in like a year since I've been to Raleigh. And I hung out really with our entire friend group. And the problem is that there's not a single person who doesn't feel the way I feel.
Really?
And so, no, I don't, like, if there is, like, an actual physical wedding, I don't see myself getting an invite either. But I'm also...
Really?
But I'm also not the only one. Like, she's got another best friend who we're all kind of best friends, and she feels the same way.
So, do you think they'll just elope?
If they make it that far, yeah.
I've so considered eloping.
Well, Anna.
Me too.
Oh.
I don't want to spill their stuff, but.
Well, no one listens to this stupid podcast anyway. Go ahead.
No, that's not true. We've gotten really good numbers.
Don't tell her that.
I think it has to do with the Army.
Oh, is she in the military?
Yeah. And I think she might get deployed soon.
Oh.
And she can't, like, to a different country. Oh.
So you think that's maybe why they're
going to get married, then she gets to go with, right? Yes.
Well, she doesn't get to go with. She gets benefits.
Hey, that's not as bad.
Married, you can't, like, you can't go with.
Oh, so you're saying she could go and live on base with her somewhere. Right. She's not getting assigned something. She's just getting assigned a base.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not that bad of a thing. I know a guy who, I know a pilot. He married a guy so that he can become a citizen real quick.
by the way, speaking of that, one of my guy friends just did that. He just like randomly posted on his Instagram, when I first became single, like he became one of my good guy friends. So that's who I would go out with literally all from like November to February. Like we just would go out and drink. And I just randomly saw on Instagram, and he's pretty active on Instagram. He posts a video and it says, took my wife to play putt-putt or to play golf for the first time. Look at her swing. So I sent it to another one. And now this friend that I'm talking about is from England.
Okay.
Do we know this person?
No.
They didn't work here?
No. It's okay. One of his friends though.
Oh, okay.
And so I like send it and turns out like she was super into it. He didn't pay her at all. They just randomly got married.
Wow.
I think it happens a lot more than what people think.
I want that to happen for Elena.
It happened to my friend.
You're a pair?
Yeah.
Get her citizenship?
I'll marry her.
I'm not saying that that's the reason why. I just want her to meet somebody really nice here.
How long do you need to be married? Like, if she married 2 years?
Yeah.
You need to lie for 2 years? Okay.
Because my friend in New York just got her divorce from it. She's a
highly illegal.
Yeah, it is. She's a lesbian. Get this. This is the best story ever. My friend in New York is a lesbian. Met some guy from South America.
By the way, I feel like me and Lorena, you're only straight friends.
No, I have lots of straight friends. Too many. Okay. I don't have enough gay friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I need more of those.
Hold on. Let me finish my story.
I know you do, but she got a posse of gay people.
This is like my dirty.
In Raleigh, I do. It is like your dirty. Okay. They're going to get sidetracked from that. My lesbian friend in New York met this guy from Latin America, and he wanted citizenship. Told her to pay. He paid her $50,000.
Whoa.
So she took it. They got married. They had a, at the time, this girl was dating one of my friends, girl, and he let her take my friend, her girlfriend, on vacation to Florida so they could stage their honeymoon.
Nice.
So they staged their honeymoon in Florida. They had to post like pictures and different relationship statuses on Facebook over the last 2 years. And right before World Pride, they were able to, I guess, get their divorce. And then she got proposed to by her girlfriend at World
Wow.
Pride.
Wow. 50 grand?
50 grand.
Dang.
Maybe it was 30. Hey, it was either 30 or 50.
We heard a confession today where somebody said that they asked their father-in-law for 20 grand so that they could help their brother pay a gambling debt. Oh. They lied about cancer.
Yeah, I'll never forget that phone call.
Yeah, it was
That's
crazy.
Awful.
Yeah. Wow.
And people get so upset because we say judgment-free, and then I'll typically say some little snide comment that then it looks like I'm judging, and I apologize.
That's okay. You don't have to. But you know what we have to do? We have to go meet our intern.
Yeah, he's at the JJ's Red Hots waiting on us for the past 5 minutes.
Yep. If you would like to sponsor the Rap Party Podcast, contact roy.brown@bbgi.com.
Looking at you, JJ's, because we're eating lunch there today. Love a sponsorship.
All right. We'll see everybody bright and early Thursday morning for a brand new edition of the MRL Morning Show. Until then, I'm Maney.
And I'm Roy. By the way, there's a chance that War of the Roses may be done forever. You might want to listen at 8 a.m. Thursday.
Angry Frank. Loren.
All right. Have a good day.
Nicole.
See you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.